I'm Michael Vera. This is Late Night in the Midlands on Radio NSearch. And again, get over to the websites, latenightinthemidlands.com and project.nsearch.com. Become members. A lot of information over there. Ann Eller is joining us in the remainder of this show. She is the author of Dragon in the Sky, Prophecy from the Stars. Ann Eller has had a diverse and expansive history as an elementary school teacher, OBGYN nurse practitioner, GYN surgical nurse, a medevac nurse for the Peace Corps, White House volunteer, world traveler, and secretary to renowned astrophysicist Dr. J. Allen Hynek. And she has been on this program several times before, so welcome back. Ann, it's a pleasure to have you. Sorry for the wait.
Oh, Michael, hi. No problem at all. It's good to be back with you. And I really want to congratulate you on that write-up that I found today on Before It's News. Your 12 pages on Richard Hoagland. That was just great. The Zetas have been talking about Hoagland for a long time. I think they first started talking about him in 1995, when Nancy Leader first started getting transmissions from them. So there is a lot that they're saying about Hoagland on ZetaTalk.com. So just for your viewers, something that they can do is go to that website and then just type in Richard Hoagland or Hoagland NASA cover-up, and it'll just bring up all of these newsletters and all of these things that have been relayed to us from them. And I really wanted to start out. I copied off a few things from a few of the newsletters today, things that they've said, and I'd like to just start off by reading a couple of paragraphs from that. This was from the Zeta newsletter, July 30th of this year, 2011. The cover-up has now spread to a larger number of people. Now, this is the Zetas are talking. They're telling us this. But threats, assassinations, disinformation, and ridicule are effectively used to keep the truth from the public. First, heads of state are told that panic is the larger worry and that the passage will cause no more than a few earthquakes and high tides. Then, they are bribed and threatened with death or injury to their loved ones if they talk. Since the public is convinced that NASA sees the universe with eyes the common man does not possess, their curiosity is deflected by the fact that NASA is not talking about the pending passage, but in fact ridicules the concept. This is the pending passage of Planet X that they're talking about. Well-known figures like Hoagland are employed to spread disinformation, also giving the public alternative explanations. Here, again, individual decisions are involved. Individuals who break through with the truth find their message quickly blocked and countered, and they have no more than a single chance to try this before they are killed in apparent suicides or accidents. This is the single most compelling reason that Obama has not informed the public. By the use of skilled assassins and espionage, which the CIA has at their disposal, a small group of people thus controls the perception of the public. Even in the instances where the public is in possession of the facts, such as the murder of JFK and 9/11 being an inside job, most of the public believes the lie. Seeing this, individuals must make a decision to waste their life in what would likely be a failed attempt or to wait for their opportunities in the future. Because in time, cover-ups fail due to the strength of those enforcing them waning or the emergence of facts that cannot be denied. And they wait for this. So there are some disinformation specialists who fit into this category. But then there are those involved in the cover-up who benefit. Their individual decisions are for themselves to ensure a place in a well-stocked bunker for the elite and to deflect the messy panic and demands an informed public might present. And in between these two groups, the would-be heroes and the selfish is the bulk of mankind who hear confusing messages and are not in possession of decisive proof as yet. That's us. They wait because they want to avoid the ridicule they see others, such as the Zeta's emissary, Nancy Leader, suffering. She has suffered tremendous ridicule all the years that she's been doing this. Is all this human behavior what we expected? And the Zetas say absolutely, and completely in accord with third density worlds everywhere. It does not take a passing planet or a pole shift to create this scenario. Human history is filled with examples, as is the history on worlds elsewhere. So that sort of sets the tone as to why we have all these people coming forward with disinformation.
Go ahead.
Richard Hoagland is at the top of the heap, I'll tell you that right now. And that's how disinformation works. They start out by reeling everybody in with truth. You know, and they're out for the general public, and they're going to expose NASA for the cover up and blah blah blah, and then slowly they interject bits of disinformation, and then more and more disinformation, and it's a game of confusion. You know, if they can just keep the public confused, that's okay. And I would be very concerned about George Norrie. I think he's been hogtied. I think he's either been paid off or he's been threatened. And I've thought that for some time. He's kept some of the good people telling the truth off of his program.
And you know what? I can attest to that, because I had Jim Mars on this show, and Jim Mars says that he was banded from Coast to Coast for a little while because they didn't want him to talk about George Bush.
Well, see, Nancy Leader was banned for several years, and he just had her on recently because the puppet master who runs the show on this planet said it's now time for some of this information to come out. Because he wants more information about Planet X, and the Zetas won't let him have that information unless it's also given to the general public at the same time. So they put him over a barrel and said, all right, you let our emissary go on Coast to Coast and talk, and then we'll give you a little more information.
I will say that I have noticed as of late, probably the last, I don't know, year and a half, I've noticed that a good majority of guests that get on there, I mean, one was all for GMO foods, and didn't argue with him. He simply said, well, I don't agree with that, and left it at that. I would have told, you know, either he changed his mind or I would have had to get rid of him. I can't have someone promoting that.
Absolutely.
And then I have people get on there, he has people get on there and say, oh, Obama's great. He's doing the best he can with the mess that he was left, and George agrees. I mean, I can see what you're talking about. It's not the same as it was when Art Bell once ran.
No, it's very different now, very different. And when they started talking about Hoagland, he was talking about Hail Bop way back then. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Let's see. I had something here that I had Xeroxed. Yeah, he was talking about Hail Bop back in 1995 to 97, and it was a similar kind of a scam, as far similar to this one about Comet Elenin, and I want to talk about that because that was such a scam.
Oh, was it ever?
Wasn't it? But he designed this one about Hail Bop was designed to distract people, and back then to get them looking in the wrong direction. While Zeta Talk was encouraging the public to look toward Orion, the Hail Bop crowd was encouraging people to look in the opposite direction. In those days, Hoagland was part of the disinformation, and he is playing the same role today with the little dirty snowball Comet Elenin. In both instances, he claimed the comets were under intelligent control. And look who is relating these two comets in the same sentence, NASA's Don Yeomans. If you're looking for the cover-up artist, you need look no further than Richard Hoagland and Don Yeomans.
Uh-huh.
And then Hoagland's early conclusion that what NASA was calling Hail Bop was an object under intelligent control gave the conspirators a way out. They planned and are now executing a maneuver to both bury their fraud while at the same time continuing to distract mankind from the search for Planet X. A grim warning was issued this past week, and that was July 8, 2011, by the former NASA consultant and noted U.S. space expert Richard C. Hoagland, that the newly discovered comet named Elenin that is fast approaching our sun is under intelligent control and heralds a warning to all humanity of a great global catastrophe soon to come. Comet Elenin, preview of a coming attraction. Let's see. There was another thing here about that I wanted to talk to you about planet, about Elenin. You know, that was just, that the establishment was just desperate for some kind of a distraction. And that's why they came up with this comet Elenin, which was nothing more than a dirty little icy snowball.
Yeah, you know, when Richard first, when that Comet Elenin was first talked to him publicly, I heard him on the air, he says, oh, that's just a bunch of nonsense, da-da-da, it's a distraction, blah-blah-blah, you know, he didn't want nothing to do with it. Then all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks later, he's like, oh, wait, I can make some money off this. So he does this conference about Comet Elenin and the message it's bringing from, you know, it's not really a comet. I've played the clip on here. It's not a comet, he says. This is a man-made. It's being controlled by, you know, whoever. But, I mean, the story just went on and on and on.
Well, his credibility just really went down the drain, if he had.
Well, you know what his excuse is now? He says that, well, those were just models. Those are just what our models told us. So now we get to blame his models, and we don't blame the person who put them models together and told everybody this is what's going to happen. So he's got a very nonchalant way of slithering out like a snake from the things that he says and the money that he pulls out of people to say it.
You know, that's very true. When Elenin went by the wayside, the Zetas wrote in the newsletter on September 3rd of this year, goodbye, good riddance, but will this be an end to the Elenin disinformation? Elenin was quickly commandeered to be the tool of the cover-up, as it is a tiny comet, new to the field, so does not have a history for comparison. The cover-up roles, Ray Elenin, were that NASA would play the sober realist, assuring the public that it was merely a dirty snowball and would cause no harm. but NASA gave Ellen an undue focus in the news, providing images and talking it up and explaining the trajectory which was projected to pass by the Earth. Now the public was somewhat alarmed. The second side of the campaign took over to theorize and speculate and make unproven claims. Elenin was huge, bigger than Jupiter. Elenin was under intelligent control. Elenin was being followed close behind by Nibiru. Elenin would cause a pole shift and was surely responsible for all the Earth changes that seemed to be on the rise. This was a well-funded campaign with notaries such as Hoagland on board, flooding the Internet. The cover-up over the truth about Planet X and the pending passage was thrilled. All the Earth changes up until the passage by Earth and for months after could be blamed on Elenin. You know, just how stupid do they think we are? Anyway,
I'll tell you.
Yeah. It says, but suddenly things changed. Tiny Elenin, nothing more than an ice and dust ball, was not venting steam into a brilliant tail, but instead steam explosions were pushing the snowball apart, disintegrating. Although it is quite common for comets to disintegrate when they draw near the sun, Elenin was assisted in this regard. The Council of Worlds allowed an interference to put an end to this ridiculous campaign, which was considered a direct assault on the people of the Earth and their right to be informed and to take steps to save themselves and their loved ones during the coming passage. Increasingly, steps will be taken to expose and disarm the cover-up, with the consequences likely to be that an angry public is demanding the truth. And you know, that's it. We're just in this time now when the truth is coming out. You know, all these whistleblowers have been coming forward over the last few years. And, you know, people are just going to really find out what it's all about.
That's right. And as well they should. And I want to say something else, too, with Richard. He went on the record as telling, you know, another host asked him, have you ever hid information from the people who trust you and blah, blah, blah. He says, oh, well, of course I have. And he says, well, can you explain that? And he says, well, sure, if I'm not sure something's going to happen, then I'm not going to, you know, put it out there and scare everybody. Well, you weren't sure about Comet Elenin. He wasn't sure about YU-55. But his models tells him this is what's going to happen. So, you know, he contradicts himself constantly.
Yeah.
And it's just sickening.
Well, you've really done a good job of outing him. You brought it out in the open, and I think this is great. I just, everybody needs to hear this. And I don't think he's got a shred of credibility. The other thing I wanted to bring up was, did you read about the White House says no alien visits or UFO cover-ups?
Yeah.
Did you see that statement? The White House responded to two petitions asking the U.S. government to formally acknowledge that aliens have visited Earth and to disclose to any intentional withholding of government interactions with extraterrestrial beings. The U.S. government has no evidence. Now, this is a quote. The U.S. government has no evidence that any life exists outside our planet or that an extraterrestrial presence has contacted or engaged any member of the human race, said Phil Larson from the White House Office of Science and Technology. And he said that on the White House .gov website. In addition,
well, there's
he
a guy
said,
we could trust. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. In addition, there is no credible information to suggest that any evidence is being hidden from the public eye. So I couldn't stand it. I just couldn't leave it alone. So I wrote a letter to President Obama and said, Dear Mr. President, this statement above from Phil Larson of the White House Office of Science and Technology is absolutely ridiculous. How stupid do you think the American people are? This cover-up has gone on long enough, 60-plus years. I have personally researched UFO aliens with the Dean of Ufology, Dr. J. Allen Hynek, and have been visited by ET, other dimensional beings, who bring love and peace to this planet. If you hope to have a shred of honor and decency by the time you leave the White House, you must admit the reality of this cover-up now. Please, Mr. President, tell the truth. This may be the one action that could get you reelected. And while you are at it, tell the people about the arrival of Planet X, Nibiru, so they might have a fighting chance to survive the onslaught. One day you too will stand before your Creator and have to explain your inaction and deceit. Most sincerely, Ann Eller.
People gotta know they're going to hell, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. How would you like to have the karma that they're piling on themselves? My God.
Oh, no way. You know, if I was the president, I would get assassinated because I'd be the first one to speak and tell everybody what's really going on. So I wouldn't last long. They'd pick me off.
Yeah, I know it. It's something else again. But you know, now this is something else that the Zetas have said in the past, that President Obama is a starseed, that he has a high soul and is a starseed and came to this life with a very high purpose. However, he's a sleeper and he hasn't woken up yet. So God knows, you know, that we'll probably, you know, all be disintegrated before he wakes up.
Well, sure. You look at everything that's going on this planet, whether it be Earth changes or just ridiculous human behavior with these wars, and we know what those are all about. We're really sealing our own doom here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the passage of Planet X is going to take care of a lot of it. It really will, because things will be so topsy-turvy, and we'll be starting over from scratch. So a lot of this stuff will go by the wayside then, and that's in the very near future.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How far away are we from Planet X, and where is it now? And why, you know, I'm a believer, I always have been, you know that, of Planet X. However, I've been a little skeptical about exactly where it is, because I'm thinking, something that big, why can't I see it yet?
Well, everybody on the face of the Earth will see it at 7 weeks or 7.3 weeks before the pole shift. So when everybody around the face of the Earth looks up in the sky and sees this planet, we know that we've got 7 weeks left, okay? So we're not there yet. We're seeing it at certain times in certain places and taking pictures of it, but the whole Earth will be able to see it for 7 weeks before this happens. And then for the last 7 weeks, we go through this process of the severe wobble, the Earth going back and forth in kind of this, kind of a figure eight, trying to get away from Planet X and then leaning toward it and then bouncing back again. And actually, I think the wobble has just recently increased. We're having more people that are experiencing these periods of nausea. You know, you're not sick, you don't vomit, you just feel kind of nauseated. You feel kind of off-center or off-kilter for sometimes just a very short time, just a matter of minutes, and then it passes. And that's this wobble. That's the planet going. Then there's going to be this lean to the left, that the planet will lean way over to the left as Planet X comes toward it from the right. And then there's going to be a progression of 2.5 days toward the days of darkness. But once we reach those 3 days of darkness in the northern hemisphere, not the southern, the northern hemisphere has 3 days of darkness. The southern hemisphere has 3 days of constant light. When we reach that point, then we know we have 1 month left, 30 days left. And actually, at that point, it's a little too late to start stocking up or, you know, doing all the things we should be doing now. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, you see all the changes that are happening. I mean, crops are difficult to grow on. You know, people are having trouble growing crops, rather. Just crazy weather patterns and tornadoes where they've never been. Yeah.
Yeah, the seeds don't seem to be germinating like they should either. So there is trouble planting crops. Plus, all of the sinking that is happening, and I'll talk more about this, but there's so much sinking happening over in the Far East and in Indonesia and in places where all the rice paddies are. The rice paddies are underwater. They're totally losing the production of rice. It's really very severe at this point. But then we're going to have 6 days of the sun rising in the west. That's going to be a little bit freaky. And then the planet starts to slow down in its rotation, just like a spinning top will start to slow way down. And then it's going to stop and then fall over on its side. And that's when people need to be in their bunker or in their shallow foxhole with covering over their head, but open on either end. And really, it only takes about an hour for this pole shift to happen. So after the hour, when things start quieting down, then you can come out from that. But during that time, there will be all kinds of stuff raining from the sky. There'll be fireballs, and there'll be boulders, and there'll be bits of debris and dust and all of this coming that's in the tail of Planet X. So people need to get busy about stocking up and about preparing for all this.
Now,
so the last 7 weeks, we're going to be seeing the planet in the sky. Everybody will be seeing it. It'll be that close. So
no, I've had another guest tell me that once you see it, it's too late to get ready for it.
No, you've got 7 weeks.
Okay.
And then it's not going to hit us. It's going to go on by, and it will increase its speed as it comes by up overhead. It'll go by as it's leaving the solar system. It increases its speed. Now, the Zetas have told us that the pole shift will happen at the end of a magnetic trimester. Now, there are 3 months that are the end of magnetic trimesters, December, April, and August. So we know it's not going to be this December. It's possible it could be April, by the end of April 2012, or it could be August 2012. I don't think it's going to go as far as December of 2012, but that's my own personal feeling about it. I've been saying for about a year I didn't think it was going to be more than a year, but things are happening slower than we anticipated. This, you know, in this continuum of 1 to 10, and 10 being the pole shift, we're still in the 7. And the 7 started last December. So we've been a whole year in this 7, and it hasn't completed yet. It's getting ready to complete, and we should experience that this December we're going to have some big stuff happening, because all of those huge tectonic plates are well lubricated now. They've been shifting around. The fingers have been breaking off that are holding them tight, so that when it receives a big jolt from Planet X, the end of the magnetic trimester in December, usually starting around the 17th of the month and going throughout to the end of the month, we're going to see a lot of, I think, a lot of earthquake activity.
And there has been a lot already. It's just been constant with these earthquakes. And here's a crazy scenario. We're coming up on the break in about 8 minutes, but this shouldn't take long. Here's a crazy scenario. What if they're actually using HAARP to manipulate the weather in a way where they're trying to make us not notice the changes that are happening on the planet, and maybe chemtrails being a part of not seeing what's really up there? It's just throwing it out there. I think HAARP is evil, but nevertheless, you know, it's evil either way.
So. Exactly. Exactly, and these chemtrails are awfully evil. The stuff that's in the chemtrails is doing no good for any of us. It's absolutely causing our immune systems to deteriorate. So that and frankenfood, you know, the GMO that we're eating now, good God, we'll be lucky to live through December.
Oh, I know
stuff.
It. It's terrible. I go in a grocery store, you know, we go in for some certain things, and I'll walk by the fruit aisle, and I leave cards there. We've got cards for the show, trying to wake people up. So I'll go in there, and I'll make sure I put them in the fruit section, because I'll tell you, I look at it, and it's like life is coming out of these things. I don't know. I seen a peach. It was bigger than a baby's head. In the store, and I'm thinking, come on. I looked at Autumn, and I said, I picked up this peach, and I said, really? Are you going to tell me this was naturally grown? And this thing was huge.
Oh, I know it. It's just, it's awful. And the way that they're trying to put all of the organic farmers out of business, they're passing laws to make it illegal for you to grow your own food. Now, come on. I mean, after the shift, if we survive, whoever survives is going to have to garden and grow their own food. That's going to be the only way that people are going to be able to survive.
Could it be that they don't want people to grow their own food and have their own resources? Because obviously if they do that, that's less control that the elite have on you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like the free energy business, you know. They just want to have this ultimate control of everybody. So.
Oh, that's right. Well, we encourage people to go after these free energy devices. We got an e-book on the websites that we give away. We didn't write it, but we support it 100%. It's 44,000 free energy devices that have been suppressed from the people. And you'd be amazed what you see. I mean, there's just so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's absolutely incredible. And the fact that doctors are curing cancer, but they're trying to keep that quiet. And you know that who was the guy that was the engineer at, I can't even think right now, Skunk Works, you know, Lockheed Skunk Works, his name was Don Phillips, and he said that they have a handheld scanner, and this is alien technology that we have now developed. And the scanner scans the body to see what the condition is, what the disease is, and then it cures it, it treats it, and it cures it. He said, we absolutely have a cure for cancer with these scanners. And then he tried to start a company to build these. Well, have you seen any?
No, I haven't.
No, so that's another thing that's been kept under wraps.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
It's just a crime, an absolute crime.
It is, and wow, don't even get me started on the suppressed cures that we have in this country. I mean, just suppress them left and right because of the pharmaceutical companies that are getting rich. We're paying them to kill us. And, you know, there was a time when medicine was a good thing. Nowadays, you don't know, you know, even if there is some medicine out there that is good and helps you, I don't want any of it. I don't trust them.
Well, you know, I've been forced to go to a pharmacy in Canada to get one of my medications because down here it would cost $285 a month, and up there it costs $80 a month. So that's $200 difference.
Yeah, and they're trying to put a stop to that too, I understand.
That we won't be allowed to go to Mexico or Canada. I'm thinking seriously of moving to Canada. It sounds pretty good to me right now. And the central part of Canada, Saskatchewan, and then what is that next one over besides Saskatchewan, that's going to be very safe land during the shift and
after
the shift. Yeah. So, if somebody came along and said, hey, we're heading for Canada, you want to go, I just might jump on the cart.
Well, if you you find a nice, safe place over there in Canada, give me a call.
I will do that.
Yeah. You know, it is just absolutely criminal how they can prevent you. I mean, here you have medications that you need to stay alive. Well, that's what they're telling you, right? So,
yeah.
And they want you, you know, you can get them cheaper, which would make your life better, is what I thought they were trying to do in the first place. But yet, no, you can't go to Canada and get your medications because then we can't overcharge you. You know?
That's right.
It's just unbelievable.
Our whole system has gone down the tubes. And, you know, there were people back in the 80s that were saying it's time to leave this country now. They could see that this was coming, and they left and they went to Europe. They went to Switzerland and they went to Costa Rica. A lot of them left the country.
Well, you know, our ancestors did the same thing. Now they, they left their countries for a better life, and
yep.
You know, it's almost that's what these New World Order scumbags really want. They want us all to leave them this country. And I don't know. I'm one. Yeah, I feel the anguish and the anger and all that good stuff. But at the same time, it's going to take a lot to make me leave. I want this country back to what it's supposed to be. And I know it's going to be a lot of fighting to get it back there and a lot of waking up for sure because people are so asleep at the wheel. It sickens me.
Yeah, things will really change drastically come this pole shift. It'll be a whole different world then.
All right, Ann, let's take a break here, and then when we come back, we'll talk more about the pole shift and more about Planet X, and we'll also take everybody's calls at 858-683-1309. Press 1 so Autumn knows you want to come on, and get over to the websites latenightinthemidlands.com and project.insearch.com. Become a member and be informed, but by all means, inform others. We've really got to wake people up. There's too many sleeping at the wheel right now. I'm Michael Vera, and this is Late Night in the Midlands. And we are back. And now with this pole shift, how severe of a pole shift are we talking? And just so people understand, there's evidence that something like this has happened in the past, correct?
Yes, there is. But this seems to be one of the more severe pole shifts on record. This is going to be a 90-degree pole shift. When all is said and done, the new North Pole will be off the coast of Brazil, and the South Pole will be off the tip of India. So you see there's quite a bit of change. There's going to be land going underwater and new land coming up. It's going to be a crustal shift along with a magnetic shift. I know some people are saying, oh, this is just going to be a magnetic shift. This is not going to be any big upheaval. Well, they're wrong. It's going to be both. So We got a lot to think about, and we're going to have a lot to experience. But I also just want to mention briefly that this is such an unusual time right now, and we're really privileged to be living here on the earth because there's a great harvest of souls that's going to take place. We are being lifted in consciousness. Our consciousness is growing and is opening up. And, you know, just knowing that we're not the only people in the only people in the universe, knowing that there are planets that are inhabited around us is a big jump in our knowledge and in our consciousness. We're on our way to the fourth and the fifth dimension, and every single person on the face of this planet is being given the opportunity to choose the light, to choose higher consciousness, to choose going to the fourth and fifth dimension.
And even so Richard?
Even Richard. So people are right now, whether they know it or not, they're making a decision, a spiritual decision that's going to affect them for a very long period of time. These gigantic harvests of souls doesn't happen all that often. All the time there are small harvests going on and you know, small groups of souls that are advancing and becoming more conscious all the time. But now it's just this huge harvest that's happening, which is very exciting because this means we can take a giant leap in our spiritual progress. So that's something wonderful to look forward to. And the planet itself is working toward going into the fourth dimension. And so 100 years from now, it'll be there, and it'll be inhabited by these wonderful Zeta-human hybrid beings. And they'll all be in the fourth dimension. So, you know, there's some really great things to look forward to also. And the other thing to keep in mind is that the souls that are here now on the planet are special, very special souls. They are the strongest. They are considered spiritual warriors. They're going to see this whole thing through. And the other exciting thing is that we've just been told that, you know, all of us are surrounded by spiritual guides. We all have them, whether you believe in them or not. They're there. And they're pledged to see us through what's coming. And they have just decided, this is what we've just found out, they have just decided, all these spiritual guides, that they are going to step their game up. So, because things are going to start coming pretty fast now. So you've got all this help, and you're surrounded by it, and there's nothing to fear. Just choose higher consciousness. Choose more light rather than darkness. And you won't be sorry. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox now.
No, that's quite all right. What I worry about, I guess there's nothing to fear unless you fear the ground opening up and swallowing you or maybe rocks
hitting you. What you would be fearing is your death, and there really isn't any death. You just don't die. Your soul lives on and on and on and on and on. So the only thing you would drop would be your overcoat, which is your physical body. And the rest
but it might hurt for a second.
Maybe only a second, though, not very long. But
right,
you know all these people that have these near-death experiences? Do you read those stories?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, they're wonderful. And you don't ever find one that doesn't want to stay there. The minute they get out of their body and they have this sense of freedom and they go through the tunnel and to the light and meet their deceased relatives or Jesus or whoever it is they meet, they just feel this wonderful, all-encompassing love, and none of them want to come back. They say, oh, no, I'm not going back to that body, uh-uh. You know, and many of them, and most of them are told that it's not their time yet. They have to go back. So, and it really does change.
Oh, I was just going to say, before we take a phone call here, What do the people who survive and actually are still here on the planet after all this, what do they have to look forward to? Because I also worry about all these nuclear plants that are around the planet and power being shut off to all those.
We should be shutting the power off right now. It should have been shut down a long time ago. It's definitely going to be a problem. But the planet is surrounded right now by ETs, and they will land. They will come after the shift, and they will bring their technology, and they will help. They will help the survivors. They will help clean the water. They will help clean the soil and clean the air with their technology. And they will bring their own type of generators for, so that people can have electricity. So there is going to be alien help as soon as this happens. Some people will be taken on the ships and will be taken to their domed cities to survive and recuperate or to stay there until the Earth settles down, and then they'll be brought back, especially people who are service to other people, who are really, good people, good souls, and might die in some kind of, like the tsunami over in Japan at Fukushima. A lot of those people that were washed out to sea in the tsunami were picked up on ships, and they are now in domed cities. But they would bring them back after all of this is over. Some of them might come back. But, how exciting is that? My God, I hope a ship comes and picks me up. I mean, wouldn't that be super?
I thought it would, but then I hear from other people who say, when the ship comes down and they tell you that they've got the answers or blah, 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 it's the devil. And I personally, I don't believe that.
Don't believe it. Do not fear these ships. Do not fear the extraterrestrials at all, because the ones that are here are beautiful, beautiful souls. And they're here to help us. That's the purpose of them being here. They know what's coming, and they know what we're going to be going through, and that's why they're here. It's unselfish love that these beings have, and it's a way that they can also make giant leaps in their spiritual development, too. They're going to be here, and they're going to be helping us. The one thing that people need to start doing right now, though, is getting into meditation, or if you don't know how to meditate, just sit quietly and close your eyes, and just sit quietly, because these guides of yours are going to be telling you what to do. And if you follow your gut level feeling, they will be telling you, if you get that feeling that you need to move, because it's time now to be listening to them and to be acting. To either save yourself or get yourself into a position, where you can survive.
Right. Now, a lot of this fear-mongering that goes on about UFOs, I've always been fascinated with UFOs. I think it'd be great to actually meet life from another planet. That's me, anyways. And, a lot of fear-mongering's gone on. I think the reason it has is because, you hear a lot of talk about the government staging an alien attack. I mean,
right.
So I think that's the only type we need to worry about is our own. And I believe that we've got the technology to re-engineer these UFOs. And I think some that we see now are probably belong to the elite.
Oh, they do. They do. We've got plenty of them here. We have a whole Starfleet that travels intergalactically of our own ships. So, but the guys that are going to be coming down to help us at the time of the shift are going to be the ETs. They're going to be the ones that are going to really be helping us out. So if that ship lands, and if you get a chance to get on it, get on it. Don't be afraid of it. If you have to be afraid of anything or anybody, be afraid of our government.
Yeah, I hear that. That's what I... Oh, amen to that, Ed.
Yeah, I think that's the only one we have to fear.
I agree with you. I fear the government. I've said that before. I fear the government more than I fear any ETs coming down from another planet. Because how many sightings has there been? And I'm talking about 4 football field-sized crafts that have gone over cities. They've not done nothing. If they wanted to take us out, they could have done it.
And they've been here. They've been here forever. They've been here for centuries and centuries. You know, they're digging up skulls and skeletons now that are alien, that are not human. And it's just proof that they've been here forever. And they're advanced. They are advanced. We are not. We are in kindergarten in comparison to them. And the Zetas say that they would be like in fourth grade. So it's kindergarten to fourth grade. So they're that much ahead of us. And yet they're still evolving, too. So this is part of their being able to evolve, to come here and help us. And by doing that, they can spiritually evolve themselves. You know, there's just so much out there that we're not even aware of. It's so big, the creation, we can't even imagine it. I've taken a couple of trips out there, and it's just one dimension after another, one realm after another, one universe after another. It's great. There's always going to be new experience, and this is just another experience. And the last thing we ought to do is be afraid of it.
I agree. All right, Ann, let's take a call. We've had somebody sitting on the line here for a little while. Sheldon in Arizona, you are on Late Night in the Midlands.
Oh, I think I know Sheldon.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, well, I'm not too widely known, but I'm a former talk show host down here in Tucson. I used to do shows on the topic of Planet X, and this has been an excellent interview. I'd like to attest to the validity of Ann's research by stating that my research associate friend, John DiNardo, who's also a Planet X researcher, has come across a Bible verse I'd like to share with the audience. If they go to Isaiah 63, verse 1, 2, and 6, God says that he will send his, from afar, his glittering blood-red object to its goal, which is planet Earth. So if anybody thinks it's not coming in, go look in your Bible.
Yes, and it's wormwood.
Yeah.
Right.
Considered wormwood of the Bible. Right.
Right. And I'd also like to share this tidbit with the audience. I personally came across a NASA contract back in August of 2007 where NASA was starting to relocate its own workforce. And they have up until, I think, until September 1st of next year to get all their employees relocated. So that's something not widely known. So I think NASA's getting ready for this, too.
NASA said to be relocated by August, was it?
By, like, the 1st of September of next year. I requested a FOIA, and most of the document is blacked out, so me and John Moore didn't learn much on it.
That's the trouble with most of those documents. They're redacted, and you can't really get too much information from them. But, you know, the timing of this is something that is so difficult. But we do know what's going to happen the last 7 weeks, and we know that as soon as we can see it, all around the world, we've got 7 weeks left. So get your little foxhole dug and get your supplies stored up and get into a rural area. Sheldon, are you out in the desert?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Good. You're in a good place. People need to be at least 100 miles in from the ocean, a good deal away from large bodies of water, because we're going to have an awful lot of sloshing of water that's going to go on during this whole pole shift business. So,
Ann, that's another reason I brought up this NASA contract that I discovered, because, you know, that chain out in the Canary Islands is really getting intense. They've had 11,000 earthquakes since July 17th, and me and John DiNardo, we think Planet X is going to cause some event from the flare, from the sun, like a flare or a major earthquake, and it make that island fall into the ocean and wipe out the entire East Coast. And I'm thinking that's why they shut down the space shuttle program, because that's right there in Florida.
Well, there's going to be a lot of upheaval, that's for sure. But the Zetas have told us that we don't need to worry about the Canary Islands, that isn't going to happen, and that there won't be a tsunami coming to the East Coast because of that. So they're telling us not to worry about that one. And they're also telling us not to worry about Yellowstone. It's not going to be a mega volcanic eruption. It's not going to be a huge one, so we don't need to worry about that. So I think hopefully they're right on the Canary Islands, too. I know it's been very active lately. I've been talking to a lot of people from the British Isles recently and warning them about the tsunami that's going to hit there right after our New Madrid fault goes, and telling them to get over into Europe and go as far inland in Europe as they can go. They do have some mountains, but I don't know how accessible they are. So,
well, there's no doubt that they're planning, you know, they're preparing for something. You know, like he said, the space shuttle has been grounded. We've heard about the evacuations coming up on the space station, and not to mention all these underground bunkers, underground cities even that I've heard about. So you get a lot of indications that they're prepared for something. They've moved a lot of heavy equipment and so on to higher ground. So, what, you know, that's a message right there as far as I'm concerned, that they are preparing for something. And I know some people don't want to believe. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that's another aspect I wanted to throw in, that me and John DiNardo finally figured out that the reason the elites are going underground is because of the solar scorching that's coming, because of Planet X is going to cause that thing to flare out at some point. And even though the elites are extremely desperate, because they know they're probably going to be killed by earthquakes underground, they still want to get underground to evade the solar scorching that's going to be coming soon.
A lot to look forward to, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's all I had to add, guys. Take care.
Thank you,
Sheldon. Thank you so much for the call. All right. Yeah, some really good points that he brings up. And, you know, I had a caller one night who said maybe the aliens are leading the elite into the underground so they get buried alive there.
Yeah.
So it might not be a bad thing that they go there.
The Zetas say that all of their plans will be for naught. You know, they expect that after it's all over, they're going to come out and take over again and rule the planet, and that's why they're lining up all of the Middle East and trying to get all of the oil wells and everything they can from that area now, so that when they come up out of the ground, they'll just be in charge of everything. Well, their plans are going to be smashed. They're not going to fare that well.
Yeah, if it's not Planet X, then it will be the people, because I
That's
have
exactly
a strong
right.
belief. Yeah, I
if
have
they
a strong
do, yeah.
belief. People have had enough. And, you know, for the ones who are still sheep, hopefully most of them will come around too, because that's the only way things get changed is if we change them. If you've ever heard, you know, if you want something done, you got to do it yourself. People need to stop waiting for their neighbor to fix their street, and they need to get involved and fix it themselves. I mean, we've really got to step up, and that's what we do here. We're stepping up, whether it be calling out guys like Richard Hoagland or calling the president the liar that he is. I mean, we're not lying. We're saying it like it is. And
well, that's
more people
great.
Need to do that.
Absolutely. And do you know that there are people out there that have no idea any of this is going on?
I know it. I had somebody.
And that's what freaks me out. Every once in a while, I'll run up against one of them, and they've not heard anything about what's going on. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I've had some, I'll say, bring up Planet X, or I'll bring up Roswell even, anything
mm-hmm.
like that. What's that? It's like, what do you mean, what's that? What are you watching all day? Never
exactly.
mind Two and a Half Men and all, and who's the next American Idol. When you wake people up and you're making a difference, then you reserve the right to watch. I mean, I feel like, for me, if I could watch TV all day if I wanted to, I don't, but I could, and it wouldn't brainwash me because I know the truth.
Well, let me tell you, I have tried it, and honest to God, I cannot believe that some people have a whole day, 7 days a week, of the Kardashians or the Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, really.
I know.
There is nothing redeeming about those places.
No, if I sit in front of a TV, I'll fall asleep. It's just boring to me. I love talk radio more than anything. So, because that's really where you get the truth. And I'm talking about alternative medias, obviously.
Yes.
Anything that's being funded by big corporations or big premier radios and things like that, and clear channel radios. You know what? They're controlled. Everything that goes through there is controlled. And that's why people need to support the alternative medias, because we're not controlled. I know I'm not. that's for
yeah.
sure. I'd already be off the air.
I wanted to mention, too, that there's something that we need to be looking for, and that's when Japan starts having major earthquakes again. The southern island of Japan starts with either an 8 or a 9, and they will have a series of large quakes. And when that happens, the New Madrid Fault is next. So we need to brace ourselves for that. That's the Mississippi River going all the way from New Orleans, all the way up to the Great Lakes, and up to the St. Lawrence Seaway. And that's all going to open, and that's going to be a whole series of quakes. It's going to rip the country in half. And in some places, the Mississippi River will be 100 miles wider than it is now. And then right after the New Madrid Fault, the next thing that goes is the Hoover Dam. And the Hoover Dam, which is, outside of Las Vegas, the Hoover Dam is going to take out several other dams down the line. And that's going to absolutely cut off hydroelectricity and irrigation water and drinking water for Las Vegas, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Phoenix. And then after that happens, then California readjusts. And nobody's quite sure how severely California is going to readjust at that point. And then, of course, the tsunami happens over in Europe at this point. But this is just markers, so that as soon as Japan starts having those large quakes, we need to be ready.
All right, and let's talk about some more of the signs that we need to be looking for. I have to take one last break, so hang on there with me. We're behind on a break tonight, so folks, I have to take it. I'm Michael Vera. This is Late Night in the Midlands. Ann Eller is my guest, and the lines are open if you got a question. 858-683-1309. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. And Ann Eller is my guest. We've got about another 15 minutes to go here, so feel free to call in if you should have a question. 858-683-1309. You can also call in using Skype. And Joey usually will pop that up in the chat room over on latenightinthemidlands.com. And Tony will usually throw that up for you over on project.insearch.com. And speaking of those two websites, become a member, be informed, inform others. You can listen live on both websites and join in on the chat. And a lot of very smart listeners we have. So, join in. I know that some like the Blog Talk Radio chat room, but from what I can see, it gets pretty lonely in there. Nobody talks. Nobody does anything. So come on over to latenightinthemidlands.com and be a part of the family. and the family. All right, so let's get back to it with Ann Eller. Ann, before we go any further, please give out your website again and tell everybody where they can get their hands on your book.
Okay. My website is www.annanneller.com. And there's a video up there on the home page that's an hour and 45 minutes that pretty much gives the whole scenario. So if you didn't take any notes, why, you can get it all there. There'll be another video up on the home page pretty soon. I did an interview Saturday here. A production company from the UK came over, and we had about a 40-minute interview, which was nice. And I also want everybody to check ZetaTalk.com and PoleShiftNing. It's S-H-I-F-T hyphen N-I-N-G .com. Both of those, ZetaTalk and the PoleShiftNing websites, are very closely related. And you will get all of the latest information that's coming out all around the planet. This website has people practically in every country around the world who are on the ground there and who are giving us the information of what's actually taking place. We are not getting the picture here in the United States as to what is going on, the earth changes that are happening around the planet. And we know that NASA and the USGS are dumbing down all of the reports and dumbing down the earthquakes. They're, you know, a 6.5 earthquake might be reported as a 6.0, or a 6.3 might be a 5.9. They're just, you know, they're doing everything they can so that you don't get alarmed and you get suspicious, like, hey, maybe something's happening. But the earthquakes are definitely on the increase, and so are the volcanic eruptions at this point, and also the wild weather, and sinkholes all over the place. So go to those two websites.
Sorry. Go ahead and finish. I was just going to ask, I heard something about a sinkhole at the White House or something like that. And
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I caught a glimpse of a story. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. I promised myself I was going to go back to look at it, and I didn't. It showed a big sinkhole in, like, the yard of the White House. I don't know if it was a joke or what. I just didn't. I figured I'd bring it up if anybody knows.
Well, it's probably not a joke, because sinkholes are opening up all over the place. Some of them are huge, you know, some of them are swallowing up houses and farms, and this is as these huge tectonic plates underneath shift. They're, you know, land is going to drop down, and also methane gas is being released, and as these tectonic plates move, they're also pulling bridges apart, and they're pulling train tracks apart. They're pulling gas lines apart, and you hear practically daily now about a house blowing up or, you know, catching on fire and blowing up from a gas explosion. So if you smell gas anywhere, boy, check it out immediately, because those things are changing. They're moving.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that, too, with the gas lines, just as you're saying. So, you know, there is a lot happening. Things have sped up so much, especially from the first time I really start looking into this deep was probably, I don't know, somewhere around 4 years ago. I start doing my show and having guests on like yourself, and, you know, it piqued my interest. And, you know, everything that you and other guests that I had have been saying pretty much has followed right through with the changes, the crazy weather and the news. I mean, this was all mentioned years ago by you, and it's happening.
It will happen, yeah. It's not always, it's difficult for them to tell us the exact dates. In fact, they can't tell us the dates. They're not permitted to. The Zetas do know the date of the pole shift, but they are not permitted to tell us. All they can do is give us a sequence of events, markers that we can sort of judge. So, you know, the best marker is when you see that big planet in the sky, and then you know there's 7 weeks left, and so get busy. But, you know, the Zetas have been telling people to leave their jobs and move to the country for years, and they're concerned that not many people are paying attention. You know, and then there were some people that did pay attention several years ago and left their jobs and moved out to the hinterlands, and things haven't happened as fast as they thought it would. So, but there isn't that much time left, and I really, you know, if you can at all see your way through to leaving your job, I'd do it now. I'd do it now, and I'd get off the grid, and I'd plan for a camping life for the next 2 years at least.
You know, most people don't have to even give up their jobs. Our government has done a fine job of taking care of that for them.
Isn't that the truth? Yes.
Oh yeah.
And I'm actually one of them. I was laid off. Of course, I was of retirement age too, and I was making quite a bit of money, so they wanted to get rid of me. But I would still be working today had I not been laid off.
Oh yeah. Well, according mm-hmm. to Obama's health care, you know, they want to have death panels, and they, you know, they feel there's no use for people who have not been dumbed down by the pharmaceuticals, and they've got no use for older people. And, you know, if people read between the lines, they'll see that, you know, we've got a new world order trying to take control, and they're moving faster than they ever have before because they know that their time is near.
Yes, and I wanted to say that as far as this disinformation business, they are broadcasting this disinformation from the satellites. And so sensitive people from around the world are picking up this information. And so a lot of the sensitives, a lot of the psychics, a lot of the channelers are picking it up, and they're telling us things like, oh, they're just about, you know, everything is going to be wonderful, everything is going to be fine. The powers that be are losing power, and they're arguing amongst themselves, and they're going to do themselves in. This is all a bunch of crap. They want you to think that. They want you to think that your money is just over the hill, and you're going to have it in no time, and you're going to be able to live a wonderful life, and all of these powers that be, these elites, are going by the wayside because their time is over and a new time is emerging. It's all a bunch of crap. It's not happening. They are just as much in control as they ever have been, if not more so. And like you say, Michael, they're speeding up their agenda.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And, you know, we're on the subject of disinformation. My colleague Glenn asked me to ask you if you know of Benjamin Fulford.
And, yes, I do. Heard... I know of him, and I have stopped reading what he's saying.
Okay, that's what I had figured.
Okay.
Yeah, Glenn said it too, figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there is a lot of disinfo out there.
Yeah,
and,
I'm not listening to him, and there's a couple of others that I'm not listening to anymore that I used to. Let me just see here. Let me see. David Wilcock I'm not listening to anymore either.
Yeah, I've heard some things there as well.
Okay. So, I mean, you're really your own intuition and your own gut feeling is what you need to be paying attention to now. And if you read something or hear something that just doesn't sound quite right, it isn't. Chances are it isn't.
I
think we're more tuned in than anybody. I mean, if we can sit quietly, if we can meditate, we're going to know what to do. We're going to know who's telling us what's right and what's wrong. And I just really think it's great the way you have done this research on Hoagland and you've brought it out. You know, he said, has said so many things that haven't happened. Most of the stuff that he has said was going to happen hasn't. And his writings have changed drastically over the years, too. He got into a point there where he was writing about numerology and Masonic astrology and so on and so forth. So, but
no,
he,
Masonic,
you know,
doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah. And but, you know, at one time he was very respectable, and he spoke at the UN and even NASA facilities about Cydonia, but it's clearly that he's too smart to be doing the things that he's doing now, unless behind the scenes he's been bought off or coerced, one or the other.
No, he has. I mean, I liked Richard Hoagland. I really was. I was a fan of his back in 92. And through the years, I used to like when he was on Coast to Coast, and I'd listen with Art Bell. And then, you know, just recently, I just said, you know, something's with this guy. And, you know, I don't know, just something about him. And I thought, you know, just take it for what it is. He's just a show guy, right? And then I get all this evidence put forth to me. And once I seen that, I couldn't deny it. I was like, you know, because that's what it takes. I need evidence. You know, people can say stuff and you can have feelings. But if for me to discredit somebody, I need to see the evidence. And
but
it was shown.
But what he has done to Gary and his family is absolutely strictly diabolical.
It is.
It's totally, totally over the edge. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're going a little too far to, you know, if all this was a lie, you know, I confronted him with this first before we took it to the air or any of that. And, you know, I asked him, I said, Richard, there's a guy that's on the Radio InSearch Network, and he says you did this and that. He said he worked with you. And, he, you know, and all I got was sarcastic remarks back at first. And then after that, when I asked him the right questions, Richard, can you tell me about UFO diaries? Immediately, it's just blocked off. And then he started using another name and sending me emails.
Really?
Yeah, he told me. I knew it was him because he says, if you ever want to have Richard Hoagland on your show, then you won't have Gary on. It's like, you know, I don't get bribed that way. If you want to come on my show, great. I'd love to have you. If you don't, then don't. You know, I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
I'm not getting paid for this. So it is.
Well,
what
you'll
it is.
You'll let us know if you end up in a crazy ward, won't you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've got it all set. Autumn will get the switchboard going, and I'll be broadcasting on the cell phone on my way to
good.
This facility.
Okay.
So I'll tell everyone
okay.
where I am.
Well, that's
well,
the thing, you know. Once you get brave enough to start telling all of these things that we're finding out, then you also have to watch your back.
Oh, absolutely. I understand that. And you know what? I'm not afraid. I feel like the man upstairs put me in the position I'm in right now. I had no intentions of doing radio. I was guided into this. Here I am. I'm doing what I was called upon to do. And when it's time for me to stop, then it's only one person who's going to stop me, and, you know, he's the man upstairs, the good
right.
Lord himself. So,
well, God bless you.
And God bless you as well.
Yeah, we're going to get the truth out come hell or high water.
That's right, or maybe both.
Yeah, that's probably right, too, yeah.
Well, Ann, listen, I thank you so much for coming on the program tonight. It has been an absolute pleasure talking with you tonight, and I'd like you to tell everybody where they can get the book again and give out your website one more time. And as you know, it's on our website as well. We've got you linked up over there. We always do.
Sure. Well, the website is anneller.com, and they can order it on the website, or they can order it they can get it through Barnes & Noble or, Amazon. and it's Dragon in the Sky, Prophecy from the Stars. And let's see, what else? I guess that sort of wraps it up, doesn't it? But it's been an absolute delight to be on your show again, Michael. I think what you're doing is just great, and I really respect you and honor you for that.
Well, thank you so much, and the same respect goes to you, Ann, because you're doing a great job as well. So thank you very much, and looking forward to the next time.
Okie doke, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, have a great night. Okay, everybody, that was Ann Eller, and you can find her on the past guest page on Late Night in the Midlands. Some of you newbies there on the website, you'll find that if you put your little arrow over some of them tabs, they have drop-downs. You'll find the past guest page right up there if you just scroll through them tabs. And all her links are there. It's also in the left-hand corner at the top of the main page of the website under tonight's guest. And it's in the events on the main page. See, we got Ann everywhere on the website. And, she's just a fascinating guest. I always love having her on. And tonight was especially pleasant because we had no intentions of coming on and talking about Richie Rich, but nevertheless, that's where we went. And so I've been hearing it from a lot that they're very happy with the what we've done here. And I'm glad because it needs to be done. People need to be held accountable, whether you're a politician or just a good bullshitter. You need to be held accountable. I mean, what's the difference between a con man who sells you liquor and tells you it's medicine and it's going to heal you, and a guy who takes your money to speak a bunch of words and tell you a bunch of things that aren't true? I mean, there's really no difference there in my book. So that's where I stand. But a great show, nevertheless. Tomorrow night, I will have Aurora with me from Vortex News, and we'll see where we go with that one. And on Wednesday, we'll have Glenn Kennedy sitting in with me, as always. And we might have a guest coming on with us. We'll see about that. But if not, it'll still be an exciting show, and we'll open lines for everybody. Because we want to hear your comments. We want to know what you're thinking. Most of all, we want you to wake up somebody. Wake somebody up tomorrow, whatever. Whether they like it or not, put the Cancer Cures post up on their page. Let them know that if they have everybody has somebody who's been affected by cancer. Everybody does. There's nobody who's immune from that. So come on. I mean, is it going to hurt? You can't give them the information? Let them try it? Let them try that before you go to chemotherapy. Because once you get the radiation treatment, you know, it's set in stone. So, you know, you're better off with the natural cures, in my opinion. I'm not telling you not to get radiated if that's your thing. Then go for it. But you can't say that we didn't warn you that there are, or inform you, I should say, that there are cures for cancer, and you can save a life. So pass this information around. That's why we do it. So for everybody here on the Late Night in the Midland staff, everybody over on project.insearch.com, and myself, and of course our guest Ann Eller, I'm Michael Vera, and this has been a broadcast of Late Night in the Midlands. Keep your eyes posted to the sky because you never know what you might see. And keep your ears posted to this broadcast because you never know what you might learn. And again, everyone, get over to latenightinthemidlands.com and project.insearch.com. Become a member. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.